Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
All right. It's happy hour time. Yeah, we don't have a lot to celebrate if you're a Houston fan, but we're going to drown our sorrows. How about that? Let's do it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Tyler Scott in the box today, and a cast of thousands as we do happy hour on the wake of what is probably the saddest day in Houston sports history.
In terms of
every team, because we've never had
sad. I mean, if you had -9.5,
okay, so
not that sad.
Maybe I had that, but
I was sad that you had like +54. You were pretty safe.
I know, but I also when it got down to 9 again,
oh, okay,
I went ahead and hit the ticket.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing that half point was really scaring you off.
No, but it was bouncing around so much, and then the last time I looked it was 10, and I'm like, okay, I don't really want to mess with 10 cuz it could push. And it wouldn't have surprised me if they'd gotten yet another meaningless touchdown to push that. But at 9, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm taking that.
But I got a bad number on the over, and I missed by a half point.
53.5?
No, 54.
54 and a half.
Oh. Yeah, 54 and a half. No, I 54 and a half.
Oh.
Yeah, so I didn't push because
You needed that half. Oh, boy. That's like the ultimate in drama there at the end of that game. They could have taken a knee.
Could have used the ass kissing the Kaimi Fairbairn, whatever his name. I don't know how he tricked him into giving him that money, but then he missed a field goal early.
But that doesn't matter because that field goal was made up for eventually, though. Too, if he would have hit that, maybe the Chiefs don't score again before half because they kick off. So
we'll give you that
one.
You
can't say that.
Yeah, how about this one?
Fair.
Bill O'Brien scores a touchdown, goes for two. Doesn't get it.
Then kicks the extra
point. And then the next time he scores, kicks an extra point. Like, what are you doing?
Because he had it at 53.5.
Yeah, that...
Everyone knows it.
Now, we know that one's BS.
That made no sense whatsoever. But hey, you know, and we'll spend a lot of time on this later. We're going to have some alcohol and just kind of drown our sorrows here. But...
So you would have fallen into the category of somebody who needed the touchdown at the end of the game.
Yeah, like the one part of the game where the Texans actually showed some heart.
Yeah.
The goal line stand at the end. Yeah,
you got hosed.
Yep.
But imagine you were one of these people, though, that didn't have 54.5. You say had 54. So a touchdown would win it for you, or a kneel down. Well, what am I thinking? Hold on. No, there was a way that you get – like, if they would have knelt – you would have been screwed either way, right? Like,
So
at least they didn't kneel, because there were a lot of people that had 53.5 that win with the field goal.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're those people, even 54 with a push, take a knee, then it could have been a disaster.
Yeah, every under ticket would have lost, or every over ticket would have lost if they didn't kick that field goal.
Yes.
But
can you imagine if they would have run it three times and then just took a knee on fourth down? Wouldn't that have been the worst if you have 53.5 in that? That would have been a disaster.
It would have been nice if Clyde Edwards-Helaire would have just gotten in and it saved all the doubt. But like I said, the one time where the Texans acted like they wanted to be there, the very last goal line stand, much like the Rockets, 3.5 quarters of we're going to get our doors blown off. And then halfway through the fourth quarter, they're like, oh, man, we're about to go down 3-1. Russ clapped his hands in James's face a few times and said, hey, let's go, buddy. We got this. And then Russ started playing hard, and James kind of just did what he had been doing the whole game.
Then Russ probably yelled at the invisible fans like that's how he gets hyped.
James does that too.
They're idiots.
When James blocked the shot to seal the game against the Thunder. like literally at no one at the video board.
And a bunch of Max Headrooms that are like doing this up on the video board.
Glitching out. Like,
I will say this, though, about that. I get the vibe that it's harder to shoot free throws with the weird like video board than actual fans. Because the glitching out could make you think you're stroking out or something.
It could.
Just a thought.
Let's see. I don't even have Twitch up.
I think we have a problem with the Twitch. It's not up.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, that would ruin happy hour, wouldn't it?
Yeah, which would be just like everybody's sports day yesterday.
Yeah.
It's so 2020, isn't it?
I stopped it and then been doing a lot of stuff. I forgot to start.
Oh, well, Tyler's behind the glass today. He's not quite Juggalo Trey level incompetent, but...
Well, after he does a shot and shotguns that beer, he may...
Oh, no. Look at poor Trey. Look what you did.
Oh, stop it. Trey got money for that. He's fine.
Well, one of us did.
You must punch puppies, AJ. Jeez.
Oh, I know. What a bad guy I am. Well, yeah. Yeah, I got a bunch of grief. Like people are now telling me on my Twitter, hey, why are you so sarcastic and snooty all the time? And I was like, well, this is Twitter. That's what I do. I'm kind of a sarcastic, snooty guy.
Do they not know you for like the last decade?
Right. And if you don't like that about me, you could just simply unfollow, which is what I tell everybody.
Well, when did sarcasm become a bad
thing? It's a crime now, Fred. And then I also made a joke last night about I said, I know a lot of people think military, like soldiers and policemen and firefighters.
I had a hunch people wouldn't understand that.
Yeah, they've got hard jobs, but do any of them have to watch the Rockets game after the Texans game? And inevitably, there was some people. One guy wrote a whole bunch of stuff and then he deleted it today.
Bro, you're military. You can do whatever. Like, you're in the military.
I didn't even feel the need to throw that out.
That's a real Trump card.
It is kind of the Trump card, but. I didn't feel the need to throw it out because it was clearly a joke.
Yes.
And if you don't get that it's a joke, then I can't help you. I just ignored him, and then I was gonna respond this morning. All the tweets are deleted. Like four tweets in a row about what an unpatriotic. That's one of the words I got.
You could just be safe and tweet things like Show and Landry Locker do.
Boy, oh boy. Like, that is
safe. We gonna need to score here. Uncle Mahomes, or whatever the hell he tweets. I have no idea. Like, but I do know what he tweets because I screenshot them and send them to you as they happen.
Yeah, oh yeah, I get them.
It's where I get my joy.
I don't follow Show, so
I do it for you.
In my mind, Show's not really a real person. I mean, honestly. It's got to be like a robot they've got in that room. Okay.
He is because all he does is set up your boy.
Well, that's true. That's his only job.
See, I actually would like that job. I would like to just be able to sit here and say, what do you think, AJ? And
that's just literally your job.
But then I just shut up for 3 hours.
I'll tell you when to talk, all right, Bubba?
Well, just let me give you one example. The Show. That's a big-time drive for the Texans. Mr. Mahomes, it's your turn.
That is a good one.
That just doesn't seem that bad. Here's another one. Chiefs have moved the chains 4 straight plays on 1st and 10. Thanks.
Did these get much interaction?
I don't think they do.
Like, do they? So if you realize you're tweeting stupid things about the, like, ooh, the Texans got 10 yards, so that's a first down.
Are you going to get 1,000 likes? Like, yeah.
If you realize you tweeted that and then you look an hour later and it's like 0 likes, 0 retweets, maybe stop tweeting like that.
Can't drop picks if Pat is going to throw them to you.
Boy.
No.
Well, to work at 6'10", what a life.
I love that insight.
It's not just there, friend. It's not just there. It's every sports media person ever. They have to tweet. It's like they have to like remind you that they exist on social media.
So there are 221 people in the Twitch stream right now. It's a slim down happy hour, despite the fact that right now you see 3 fat asses on your screen. It is a slim down happy hour because there's less of us today because Nick is gone. Nick, who is our bartender, honestly. Right. He's our shop porter.
Our Egyptian bartender.
Yeah, our African bartender, yes. I like to call him.
Yeah.
Aaron is gone. Aaron, who is literally the only person who stays in that room and acts responsibly while we're all in here acting like hellions, he's gone. So we have the 3 of us. We have Tyler, who will shotgun a beer once we get over 300. We have Dr. Intern. Who else is out there, Tyler?
y'all just go in the studio.
No.
Just, yeah. Just bring them in. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Everybody promised we'd get over 500 if Holly would show up. So guess who showed up? Holly.
All right. There's Jack is here. Marcus is here. Juggalo Trey is here.
Holly will be our bartender.
And right? Holly is here. Holly will get on screen
services.
Topless when we hit 500 viewers. Topless. You know what? Our record is 650. She will flash the camera at 700. Yeah, so 700 people. Holly, get up there. Show people what they could get to if they... It's all padding. Holly does have small boobs, but she's honestly, she's a liar. Holly is all bra padding and makeup, and really, honestly, like I wouldn't want to wake up next to Holly. I bet it's a total disaster. But like the lead up, you're like, oh, this could be good. This could be good. And then that next day, it's like, oh, what? You might as well wake up next to Juggalo Trey. But right now, she looks good.
I'd like to know how Trey would like to feel waking up next. Hey, come over here, Trey. Get your microphone.
Yeah, Trey. Yeah.
I don't care about your sarcastic opinion. I want an honest.
Well, that's not what I'm here for.
Ali, you need to come stand behind us here so that people can see you on camera.
Yeah, come on. Do what you want. Or you can stand.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd much rather sit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably bad for your knees.
The producer Nick says the interns and Trey should be in the shot. Everyone should be in. So come on back here, interns.
Okay.
We've got something special. We are over 300.
Hey, look at this guy pandering to Fred in a Shinedown shirt.
Shinedown's awesome.
Shinedown sucks balls.
I agree with
Fred's Adrian. Not going to let you sit in his chair again.
Is your mic working?
It should.
Oh, you push the on button and now try it.
Hey, everybody. It's Trey here.
Now it's working, friends.
This looks like some weird bizarro We Are the World.
Yeah, Tyler has
a knife. This is ridiculous.
Tyler has a knife.
Can you play that coming out, Tyler? We Are the World.
We play one song, which isn't even playing right now. I mean, you got one job, Tyler. Play that.
I thought his job was to shotgun.
Yeah, you've got two jobs.
This is probably the...
Go play the party song.
while you're just holding...
I'm holding his beer that he's already punctured with a knife. We're at 447. Holly's not getting those cans out till 700.
She's not doing that.
Okay, Trey will get his cans out at 700.
No.
One or the other, Trey.
Okay,
are you
going to
be a
Holly.
Gentleman?
Why not Josh?
I've already shown my
Josh's
cans.
Josh's cans have been on the internet already.
Oh, they're all over the place, so
how
that's
about
nothing
Jack?
Special.
All right, we are at 488. Maybe Jack will show his cans.
Jack
we'll
will
see.
Do it.
At least, can we at least get a bra shot at 700, Holly?
Y'all are going to get so
what?
Many letters.
All right. Tyler is now shotgunning a habanero stout. Which
oh, dear.
Can't
oh,
feel
oh,
good
dear.
From B-52.
Oh, yeah, I want to thank B-52.
Get it.
All the way down? Are we all the way down? All
we
right.
Get it.
We got a little spice, a little heat.
Trey, why didn't you put the mic in his face so he can get his
Here, Tyler.
Not anymore. It's over.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's over.
We are at 523. Everybody wants Holly up in the front so they can get ready for that bra shot. What's wrong? Well, you don't like this? You don't want to be in the party? You don't have to be in happy hour. Get the hell out of here. Oh, well, this isn't a family. We're just, well, this is happy hour. This is happy hour. And when Josh is our,
I'm the patriarch.
He's our weird stepson. Fred and I's weird stepson.
Yeah. That is me.
He's probably weird because he came from two men.
And they're both named Doug.
Yes. Which Doug would beat up the other Doug? If the Doug's got in a fight over your mom,
probably
Doug 1 or Doug 2?
Doug 1, because Doug 2 is like 5'6".
Oh, really? Your mom was into short
guys. And that's
guys,
the guy that stole the bike?
Yeah. No offense.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess so.
All right, we're getting the Fernet out here. We're at 551. People have decided they probably, I guess, just don't want to see Holly's cans.
That's not going to happen,
Holly's
right?
Holly's a sports girl, and she's one of those sports girls who's like, you will take us seriously. We're not here for our looks. And then she'll post a picture of herself in a bikini saying, Eagles minus six. Like, but take me seriously. Like, don't just look at me as a body. Like, I want to be taken seriously. So that's what I'm going to start doing. Every time I put out a play, I'm going to post a picture of myself topless. Like, Chiefs minus 9.5. Take me seriously as a sportsman. You don't like the dark stuff?
Oh, God. I sure hope we don't hear from Deadspin.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We were up to 585. So. First off, what nasty drink do we have today?
We have Fernet today. Have you ever had Fernet, Tyler? Anybody here besides me had Fernet?
Oh, no, I have.
You have had it?
Oh, dear.
Okay. It's not good. I'm telling you now, it's not good. There's a new song playing.
Yeah.
You got... Happy Hour playlist in here
and oh, we started a playlist. Okay, well, now we're playing Jump Around by House of Pain. Pack it up, pack it in.
That
Trey doesn't know any lyrics.
From
let
Joel.
Me begin.
Yeah.
And Joel will let us all know that they play this at Wisconsin football.
That's right. Joel one day will come to Happy Hour. Joel right now has maybe the worst haircut I've ever seen.
He's always wearing a hat. I never
he didn't
it.
Wear one today, and it looks like his lawn guy gave him a fade. It's,
is it kind of like when, like, I don't know, Kenny Chesney takes off his hat? Like, with a hat, you're like,
so
he
Tyler-
might be handsome. That's, and then he takes off his hat, you're like, whoa, put the hat back
so
on.
Tyler was there, and so get on Twitch and show the people.
Yeah, what are you doing, Trey?
All right, so it's...
You get in the shot so people can see what you're talking about.
Basically, just like right here, it's overlapping a little bit. It's almost like yours. If it
well,
was
thanks, jeez.
But,
now I feel.
But yours was done by a barber.
Yours is
no, mine was
up.
Done by J.J. Watt's stylist.
Oh, okay.
Stylist.
Yeah, he was actually in the chair right before I was.
Wouldn't it be nice if you and Trey had matching hair?
Yeah, take it. Well, I mean, he could pull mine off a lot. Well, that didn't sound right.
You could do that though too.
That would take me a long time to get there.
What do you think, Trey? You don't want to do the job.
Paper, rock, scissors, him for it. But yeah, anyway, it kind of looked like yours if your hair was shorter up top and overlapping gotcha. On where it should be.
It says the camera's too high for some. I don't believe that. I'm looking at the shot. It looks fine to me.
Really,
where's Brandon, by the way?
There he is. I was just wondering.
We need one more shot for happy hour, I think, Holly. Brandon.
He's
I forgot
the
about
official
him.
Camera
Everybody's
operator.
Trying to hide out around here. Brandon, have you ever had Fernet? No? All right. Well, something new for almost all of us.
I believe it might be Fernet.
No, okay. I think it's Fernet.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not,
is that yours?
Well, I've been
fill
told
it
it's
up
Fernet.
Like the rest
I know.
Of them?
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
What, did Holly try to get a baby shot?
Yeah.
I want to be taken seriously.
Ounces,
so I'm going
to
pour myself half a shot.
All right. We're at
all right, we got to do this.
6:25.
We got to
go to break. It's a happy hour on a funeral day for Houston sports.
Yeah, it's over.
So let's drink to their memory.
Right.
Happy hour, boys. Cheers.
Oh God!
I don't really think that's that bad. I mean, it's not good, but it's not
That's like concert. Oh, that's bad. It's Tussin.
It does. I like Tussin.
Have you ever had Tussin? Have you ever had a Goldschlager and what's the other liquor?
Oh God, oh, that's bad.
That's bad.
I'm sorry, that's a contender for worst one ever.
I don't like it at the end.
All right,
when
I'm
it gets real
take out
dry.
A break. Let's get
it's
out
not
of here.
Great, but I mean, like, it's not the worst we've had. Shut up, doctor person. You don't know. You don't even know.
What Dr. Intern said?
Dr. Intern, you don't even know.
What did he say?
He said it was awful.
Oh, well,
I don't think that... I want to be clear, just because I say... I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying that it is what it is. I wouldn't order it and say, please give me more. I just didn't think it was terrible.
It looks like Holly... people want to see the back tat. Maybe they could do that at 700. It's 700?
Yeah.
Okay,
right, we're
she'll show 622. Off at 700.
We're at 622.
So you guys have a break to get there, but people are saying Holly looks hotter on Twitch than in her Twitter pictures.
Thank you.
Apparently, she
I
looks
guess
like
that's a compliment.
She looks like a pig on Twitter. Apparently,
it's like that's a compliment. Like I don't like her Twitter. I look at that a lot. But she looks good.
When did
now.
You become Alex Jones again?
Like, I did. That's you, brother.
All right, let's go to break. We'll be right back.
You're right. It does kind of taste bad later.
It's bad.
Though. It's not
no,
great.
It's not going away.
No,
it's still
no.
there. All right. Quick break.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh. ESPN 97.5.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave,
this
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And if you want to see Holly's tattoos, we need to get to 700.
2,000 views, we'll get a nip slip. I think that's... 2,000, I'll say, yeah, we'll go with that.
But you got to go to twitch.tv.
We've never been over 650, yeah. So if we hit 2,000, maybe we can convince, but the likelihood of that is almost nil, I'll say.
Yeah.
Trey, do you have thoughts on that?
No.
Well, Holly has to, because it's her first try, Holly has to do
another shot.
Yeah, the aqua beat.
Oh, there we go.
How are you going to drive
back. You have
home?
Some pickled herring? There you go, girl.
It's a good thing there's carpet there.
That's way better?
A bunch of it.
I think she actually liked
that. She's the first person who said anything good about the aquavit.
Doesn't it kind of taste like a waterbed, though?
I'm really not funny. I don't know what waterbed-ish would
be. Give her the mic, Trey. Yeah,
you have a mic to give back and forth so we could hear.
I'm not really sure what waterbed-ish would taste like, but it does...
Right. Well,
it's aquish, right. But I could drink that over the last thing. I don't like the last thing at all.
So what's your opinion on gerrymandering?
I'm
done
with Trey for today.
Oh.
Ask her if she knows what gerrymandering is.
We got up to 652, but we never got to 6. We never got over 700, so...
That was a very pertinent question.
That was a good question.
That was relevant.
The election's coming up.
Exactly. That's relevant.
Let's see. Some of the things being said on Twitch. Trey, your hat is badass.
Thanks.
Philly ankle tats. They say nip slip will get your channel banned, so maybe we don't do that.
Yeah, that's against TOS.
But you know what? That makes us badass if our stuff gets banned for doing like fun stuff.
Oh, why can't you be on Twitch today? Well, we got banned.
And that's cooler than saying like, oh, I offended somebody.
Maybe they'll suspend our account for 2 days, and then we'll just be back on Monday.
That would be
that's
it.
That's a pretty good reference.
That's right. Tom says, let Holly know I have a double wide. How about that, Holly?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she's...
Trey, do you have a double wide?
Yeah, I have a quadruple wide.
What?
What?
There's two of them on
Masked
the property.
Together?
No.
Oh, they're two separate double wides on one property? How many acres is it?
Like six.
Okay. What do you guys... Are you guys farming there? Or
no,
what's...
we just ride four-wheelers and...
Cook meth.
No, we don't cook meth.
But you could. There's like a part
of
the...
Yeah,
there's a part of the property that would be the meth kitchen.
Yeah, the bathtub.
No.
You can't cook meth in a trailer house bathtub.
Sorry, you make hooch in your bathtub.
You can do that, but in a trailer house bathtub, it's not made of like a material. It'll melt.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you know so much about this?
I've been in a trailer house before.
Really? Did you live in a trailer too?
No, I didn't, but I did live in northwestern New Mexico, where pretty much everyone except me lived in a trailer house.
Right.
Yeah.
You were like highfalutin then.
I was my white privilege was on display there, certainly. We had a foundation and everything. It was crazy, crazy, crazy money floating around there.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Because the place where I lived, my dad worked in the oil field, which if you worked in the oil field, you had a little bit of dough.
Right.
There's no other economy to speak of in this part of the world. There's just dirt. So everybody else who lives there is just kind of stuck there. And that sucks.
Know.
Yeah. But am I wrong about the bathtub? It's like it's not a ceramic bathtub.
No, yeah. It's
like
it's
a plastic.
Like plastic yeah.
So if you cooked meth in it, it could potentially melt.
You would, your whole like enterprise would be compromised.
And then what that could do is go through the house, like through the floorboard.
Yeah. And it's over. Your meth is gone.
And what that could damage one of your wheels.
Hey, yeah. Did that ferment or Fernet?
Did you want another shot? Is that what you were asking
but
for?
Did that kind of taste like a DQ Mint Blizzard to anybody else?
Not at all. Not at all. No, really?
See, Josh understands.
I understand you, Trey. I speak your language.
Anyways, but yeah, that would end your whole enterprise if you put the meth in the bag. I'm not drinking another one.
Trey, this is yours.
Yeah, somebody's got to finish that off.
That's the last of the aquavit, Trey.
All right, so
I can't do it.
Mix the aquavit.
I need you to confirm.
Are you
going to
drive me home?
I'm going to drive to Galveston.
Well, it's on the way.
Look at Trey. He's running game.
Are you guys? Is he thinking about this?
He's already forgotten about my wife.
What do you mean?
Why do you poo-poo like the idea of hooking up with Holly? I mean, is she too?
Why are you putting me on the spot?
I'm just asking. Do you find her gross?
She's right here.
Do you find me gross?
No.
Then why didn't you say it? Like, I just asked you that.
Because
how come when I ask you if you find her gross, you can't answer
because
it?
Because she's
and then
the
she
one.
Asks you, and you're like, "Oh no, no, not at all."
We're like this. We're friends.
Well, yeah, like this.
Do you think Trey would be here if it weren't for me? Like, if Trey knew you and didn't know me, do you think he'd be at happy hour right now? No, he know. Like, he can talk to me. We talk to each other.
What are you asking?
I'm asking, why are you crushing the idea of hooking up with Holly?
I'm not, but she's right there.
Are you better than her?
No, well, I'm not better than Holly.
Trey, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Trey, I've got to tell you something. In order to sleep with a lady, you have to be in the same room with them. Eventually, you're going to have to be next to each other. Like, that's the way physically it works.
For her.
It's not that. Trust me, she's had way worse stuff than this go
she's
on.
She's like.
Way worse stuff than this going on.
Way worse would I have to just be with AJ around. Right. Me. It's fine.
Right.
Y'all hang out a lot on the weekends?
No,
regularly. At Galveston.
Y'all watch the Eagles?
I go down to Galveston and we just sit there and
I hung out with Holly.
We have you?
Yeah.
In Galveston?
I have a float bar with me. It's a float bar.
Did you guys put your feet in the water and get a parasite? Did a parasite crawl up your pee hole?
No.
Did you happen to step on a hypodermic syringe?
There were a lot of police there and it was like.
Was this during protesting time?
No, this was way before. This was like.
Was pre-corona?
Yeah. This is like the Warriors Rockets Western Conference Finals.
Holly. So they have to have the cops
because
you know it's Galveston.
Oh yeah, when she Trey, eventually you'll figure this out. When she talks, you push the mic over there.
It was for a bikini contest, so the police have to be there because you know Galveston. You can't just have a bikini contest
because you guys will wild out.
Yeah, we have to like be watched.
You're wild out.
Boy, I think he came on to her just then.
Did you? So where'd you spend the night that night?
I went home. I went to my
to Baytown.
No. I went to my friend Cody Cruz's house.
This Cody Cruz, you guys have a tight relationship.
And then I went
everywhere
back
you
home.
Go is with Cody Cruz.
So,
that's like my only friend.
That's so, not true. Holly, I guess, is your friend,
Holly's
too.
Holly's my friend, too. Yeah. Holly's my friend.
Look at that. He's playing this.
Holly
is what
just
he's doing.
Telephoned her boob. Or Trey just telephoned her boob.
That's not what I did. Right?
They went in for a hug, and he was like,
That's not what I did.
I just saw
Stop
it.
Stop making me out to be some sort of wine
Okay,
scheme.
So let's discuss. This isn't, I mean, nothing is happening that's not consensual right now. Are you attracted to Holly?
She's pretty, yeah. But like,
okay.
I don't so, want to.
Scale of 1 to 10.
She's a 9.
Oh.
Get some of that patty.
I'm not,
oh, that's nice.
Thank you, Trey.
But now I know.
If she wasn't a Cowboys fan, she'd be a 10.
What part of her body prevents her from being a 10?
There's nothing. It's the Eagles fandom.
So if you were on top of her.
Oh, my God, dude.
I'm not. This is a legit
my
question.
My mom is listening.
Trey's mom. If Trey was on top of Holly thrusting. And
please stop.
If you saw her Eagles tattoo, would it prevent you from finishing?
I mean, I have a hard enough time with that already, so.
Okay.
Dude, we know way too much about that. Don't you have a doctor for that?
Trey lasts.
He's bored with you.
He's there to please
the
lady.
Not true.
He's only there to please the lady, honestly. He's the most selfless lover ever. He's like, I don't need this. It's just for you.
Tell that to Jerry Falwell Jr.
You know
he's the most selfless lover ever.
He's second most selfless lover after Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra is the most loving lover ever.
Lenny Dykstra needs the pills, the gas station. Did you do that? Did you take gas station pills before you made love to that gal?
No.
Okay, it was just natural.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you made love to Holly, you'd probably need some sort of stimulant.
I don't know. Please stop doing this to me.
Well, all I'm doing is interviewing you.
All right. No, probably not.
Why is happy hour music off?
Because we were supposed to go to break 5 minutes ago.
All right, go to break and then come back with some freaking happy hour music.
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to play it throughout
all
the
time.
Yeah. I'm not in here.
We got up to 6:34, so I guess you guys don't want to see Holly's goods.
All right, well.
That's kind of mean now.
Yeah. Some people are saying Holly's hot, and then some people are saying Holly's gross.
Holly's definitely hot, but like.
Gee, I wonder where they got that from.
You also have to understand that Philadelphia thinks every woman is hot. No offense to you. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Do they think you're hot, Josh?
If I had a wig on, they would. Yeah, Philadelphia, like, just to be real, Philadelphia, like a 10 in Philly is like a 5.
Oh, yeah, that's Houston. Your neck of the woods.
It's not my neck of the woods. I lived there for 2 years.
Holly. Yes. Give her the mic. 1 to 10, how sexy do you find Trey?
Oh, no.
I love Trey's hair. I'm going to give you 7.5, Trey. The
that's
hair is popping.
For real?
What?
I'm going to give you a... Why?
What's the lowest...
You don't believe in yourself?
What's the lowest you'll hook up with?
Personality?
Like what's girls, what's like, the lowest you'll hook up with?
Like a 3.
I'm kind of like... I have standards now. So like...
Well, because she got
6.
Out of Philadelphia.
A 6.
So nobody in Philly has any
standards.
All right,
we got to hit a break. On the other side, we'll see why... What's if they're both in each other's range, what's preventing Trey and Holly from hooking up? They're both single.
Maybe
it should happen.
It's a bald man.
The only Philly standard is don't be a Cowboys fan.
It's a good
that
one.
Is the only standard. They will, and maybe even then it's okay.
I wish he left his headphones on. Someone said the setup.
Tyler, someone said
Trey's trying to set you up.
I know, Tyler. I really appreciate you trying to set me up and these guys walking all over it. It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. Go ahead, Fred.
I blame okay. Trey.
I'll leave.
Try it again, Tyler.
What? Maybe a bald man is preventing Holly from hooking up with that guy. Fred, don't you know somebody who can help out with that?
Absolutely. And guess what? Dr. Linville can take care of you. You can have long, long hair like this. You can look like a creepy guy with long hair instead of a creepy bald guy. That's me. And that's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And guys, it's such an easy procedure. They just extract individual follicles from the back of your head and just transplant them to wherever you're thinning. So, I mean, it took a lot of work for me. Granato had it done. His hair looks great. He didn't have to do as much as I did. But guess who else had it done? Dr. Linville himself. So he's been through the process, and he just wants to help, guys. He wants to help people like you, like me, and yeah, himself. All you have to do is go to 975hair.com. You can get your consultation. You can get your virtual consultation if you want. And now's the time to get it done, especially if you're working from home and you don't want to have to go in. And you know, some people don't like people to know about it. So if you don't want people to know about it, go get it done now. When you go back, they'll all say, hey, you look great. You look different. What's up? And you just say, oh, not much, man. Just good to see you guys. Go to 975hair.com. Dr. Linville's awesome. Proud to call him a friend. He does a great job. He'll do a great job for you. 975hair.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get drunked up. Let's do it. Ha-ha. LMFAO. You know it. Let y'all. Yeah. All of the alcoholics. Where you at? Let's go.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's over.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Hour. Holly and Trey, very popular on Happy Hour. Before A.J. continues his interrogation.
You mean my interview? Trey did what Twitch told him to do.
Yeah.
Trey's viewing on Twitch because he wants Holly to take her top
That's
off.
That's not true.
So it doesn't let count. Me see your phone.
All right, hang on.
He's going to close Twitch. Does he have Twitch
he was reading
on?
It on your computer.
Yeah. I don't think he was. Do you have Twitch on your phone?
You're zooming in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's been watching.
That's why I
ask Holly, what was the name of the last... Yeah, you've been watching. Don't lie.
I've been watching to see what the chat says.
Because you want Holly to have to
That's
take her top
off. That's not true, Holly.
Okay, so here's the deal. So if you say Trey's a 7.5, he thinks you're a 9. Trey, what's the cutoff where you'll make love to a woman? What number does she have to have before, like, you can't perform?
Are we really, like, rating women with numbers now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you listen to the press box?
This is happy hour. There's no rules here.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
What would you have given that old gal that you gave, she was a 2. So would you sleep with someone uglier than her?
No.
Well, okay, so who was your cutoff?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, this isn't a question. 2 is your cutoff. You've slept with a girl that you consider a 2.
Well, I don't know if people would consider her a 2 if, like, she got to where she wasn't a 2. She becomes, like, a 5 when she...
Like, when she puts makeup on? What do you think Holly is when she doesn't have makeup on?
Probably makeup. Still the same. Lashes. Still the same, probably.
Still the same.
Somebody on Twitch said I was disgusting.
Don't pay
bras.
Attention to them, Trey. You're not disgusting.
And padded
Thanks,
bras.
Fred.
Yes. I'm disgusting.
No, you're
all you have to do is look at me. This is disgusting.
Would you make love to Fred?
No, no offense, Fred, but I'm not. He's into not that way.
No, don't worry. No, no one would. You don't have to feel any embarrassment.
It's not a gay thing.
I'm not that way.
Like, it's not a gay thing, Trey. You don't have to, it's not because you're not gay. It's just because Fred's gross.
No, yeah. It's
no. Even
I'm not...
gay guys used to like me. Now,
because there's guys like like Ryan Gosling, I'd have to really give some consideration.
Are we doing this again?
Like, what are we doing?
The whole Ryan Gosling thing.
We don't have to. Do you have a guy that you like better?
Bubba Wallace.
No.
Would you make love to Bubba Wallace?
No.
Because he's black.
No,
I think that gives him bonus points.
Yeah, if he says no to that.
I just don't like men.
Once you go black, you never go back, though, Trey. That's what they say.
That's like, can we say this in 2020?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been around. That's a saying as old as time.
Yep. I guess.
And that's a positive saying about other cultures. You're allowed
right.
to say. You're allowed to say. White people are allowed to say nice things about other cultures. You
right.
know that, Trey.
I hope so.
I mean, that's just a we're allowed to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, black people are cool, though.
Like, I could say Mexican food is delicious.
It is.
You can.
And that's fine.
What if you don't like Italian food?
Italians are basically white, so that doesn't count.
No.
But if you say, ooh, I hate Haitian food. Now,
that's code.
Now, that's basically you saying what you're thinking
yes.
right now. You hate Haitians.
I don't hate Haitians.
Do you know any Haitians?
No, I don't think so.
So you don't even know yet.
Listen.
That's the Fox News use of the word thug is actually what that is when you say you hate Haitian food.
Is it really?
Yes, so don't say it.
I don't plan to.
I'd ask you to dump it, but we know you don't know how.
Listen.
Who's the bouncer in the back?
That was a low blow.
That's Jack, Crystal.
Shout out to Jack. Do you want to talk?
Sure.
No, Crystal. Yeah, Jack, sorry, bud. I got a good question for Crystal. What was the other color besides, maybe you know, Tyler, the other color besides blue bomb and pink payload? There was another one.
No, there wasn't.
There was one more.
No, he brought one in. It was, I think there was like a watermelon one, maybe.
We need more of that.
There was a green, I think.
We need Tyler to shotgun one of those next week.
Can we get a...
How was the habanero stout?
Because it was so quick... It was good.
Well, you did spill about a quarter of it on the floor.
I didn't mean to, but...
Well.
So, hey, can just for a second, I want to thank B-52.
Yes.
They brought us beer, and that's one of the ones that Tyler shotgun. I'm having one right now. Also, want to thank our buddy Gustavo at Sierra Nevada, who brought us some beer as well, which we'll be using next week. And St. Patrick, who brought us the Fernet and a bunch of beers that we also will be using next week, because... We're getting a backlog on beers. We need to find another bad shot, though.
Mega Blast 9, Holly, because these are I have to assume that he's a weirdo, because all he cares about, he's repeated this multiple times. Can you name the last Eagles barefoot kicker?
I don't know. His name, Franklin.
Tony Franklin.
Well,
he's
right.
My birthday, 88.
Okay.
Year.
Well, there you go, Mega Blast 9.
Former Aggie.
I
once saw kick a 59-yard field goal at Rice Stadium.
I'd now like to
child.
Imagine Mega Blast 9 pleasuring himself to Holly, knowing
yes,
Eagle
she did
Eagle
it.
Kicker.
He's about to be Mega Blast 10.
She said it.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Good one, buddy. All right, last segment of Happy Hour coming up, and then we're going to get into some Texans breakdown, some Rockets breakdown.
What?
Well, yeah, we got to talk about all that
garbage.
I liked
your tweet last night
too.
About how you have to go back and rewatch the Rockets game last
did
night.
Did you not watch it?
No! God, no, I
just knew you didn't care.
I don't. I couldn't care less. First of all, there's a football game on. And second of all, I wouldn't have cared.
Did you talk Rockets on your show today?
No.
It didn't even come up.
My show was a disaster today. I didn't talk about it. I talked to Trey.
I'm sorry, Josh.
You know what? I'll live, but let's be real. It was a disaster.
It was my fault.
It was not. It was. I mean, it was fine.
Doc Josh's pay today, Tyler, write that down.
Shut up, Trey.
Doc Trey's pay also. All right, we'll be back for last hour of Happy Hour, or last segment of Happy Hour, whatever, brother.
First, I have to tell you about my bookie, which I know Josh uses.
If I would have taken Trey's play yesterday, that would have been a hell of a parlay.
Well, did you take the plus 54 on the Chiefs that they offered you?
I didn't. I should have. I'm a moron.
They were giving money away.
It's free money, dude.
Yeah, and guys, the games are this weekend. You got college football. You got everything. And hockey's still happening. You got two really interesting series going on. NBA, if you think the Rockets are going to pull it out, you can make some money. I mean, good luck with that. It's certainly not the sure thing that Chiefs plus 54 was. But they do bonuses like that all the time. Just go to the website. Man, they give you all kinds of opportunities to do fun stuff. They got the Super Contest going on. I'm in that this year. So this is your chance to get bragging rights. Beat me in the super contest. And when you win, they pay you. That's what I love about MyBookie. And whatever you're into, parlays, live betting, totals, lines, they have it all. And now's the time. Ditch your bookie. Go at mybookie.ag. Use promo code radio. They're going to match your first deposit 100%. And the deposits are easy. The withdrawals are easy. Tons of options. Promo code radio, mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. Mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Yeah! Kick it!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, last segment of Happy Hour.
Hey, Tyler, what kind of shirt are you wearing right now?
August Burns Red. It's a band.
Nice August Burns Red shirt, intern.
Wow, that's disrespectful.
I might actually say the word and have to dump myself.
Yeah, so, you know, don't do that because it'll go over 92.5. You'll have to run over there.
All right, well, I'll do it for you, Dickweed.
Okay. So Trey has said that he will shotgun a Four Loko next. Have you ever shotgunned a beverage before?
Yeah, I did it with you guys.
No, I mean like 2 weeks like ago. Tyler does. Like,
yeah, he did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you finish the whole thing?
We couldn't let him leave because he was so drunk.
Did you finish the whole thing?
Hold on. Tell Trey he's in front of a mic.
Yeah,
he's
you've got a microphone.
Give the other mic to Holly.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm new at radio.
Okay. Hey, the guy who got us the Aquavit, the Danish guy.
Uh-huh.
He says, recently divorced, happy to share more Danish culture with Holly.
Wait, is that the Danish one?
Yeah.
No. Oh, the one you liked was the Danish.
Oh, okay. All right, then. I can do that. If it's that one, I'm out.
You can go Dane. Once you go Dane,
no, that's,
it's never the same.
That's Israeli booze.
Right. Yeah. That was one Middle that the Downtown Specs, one of the guys who worked there, suggested that when I told him what we did with disgusting shots. It wasn't cheap, but yeah.
Crystal says red, purple, orange, and the other three. So there's plenty of flavors for you, Tyler.
So she had mentioned that there were more colors at the corner store by her house, but she never brought in anything other than the pink and the blue.
Oh, okay. All right. I looked for that at the gas station by my house, and they don't have it. But I also live in I live in what you would call an uppity neighborhood.
Can you say that and not get canceled?
It's the name of a podcast, isn't it?
And a documentary, but documentary.
Is that an offensive word to you, Trey?
I don't know. I don't really know what is and isn't acceptable.
I mean, you live in an uppity neighborhood.
No, I don't.
6 acres. I don't even have that much land, Trey.
You want to come over? Four-wheelers, dude.
No.
I didn't think so.
You live in the part of the clock that I don't go to.
Exactly.
I don't go anywhere between 1 and 6. I've already told people this. I don't go there. Like, if it's east of Pearland, up the clock... I guess west of Pearland,
yeah,
up
west
the clock.
Of Pearland.
And no, it's east of Pearland.
It'd be east, but east. And west, though, because there's nowhere to go.
And east and of Humble. So, like, where they sandwich, I don't go there.
I can understand that.
What about Galveston?
I don't go there.
Okay.
I don't like the beach. And Jackie says, I probably live in the Heights. I don't. I live in the suburbs because my wife feels like my children's education is important. And I don't make enough money to send them to private school.
Don't they go to Klein Oak?
No, they do not go to Klein Oak. That's where you went, right?
Why are you just doxing him right now?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, way to tell everyone exactly where I live.
You know what? Leave his kids out of this.
Yeah, I don't. My kids don't go to Klein Oak. But they do they do go to the Klein School District. But you don't need to tell them who their homeroom teacher is.
Yeah, I was talking about
either.
Me.
Right, you did go to Klein Oak.
Yeah.
And that's where you first found love.
It is kind of funny watching. There's like a lot of young couples in our neighborhood. As soon as they have a kid, they all move out.
Holly, you got lucky.
I was really thinking we might have had a shot at 700.
What's that? Trey, what's that say?
Holly, throwing a hot dog down a hallway?
What does that mean, Trey?
I am guessing that it means they think that Holly is... I'm not going to... can you say it on the radio? She is... they are inferring, and they are inferring, not me, that Holly is, quote, loose, unquote.
Okay, okay.
But I'm not saying that.
You guys are some creeps.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
No, we didn't say that. The Twitch guy
said
that.
I'm like,
Twitch
is
a gross It's a gross place.
Let the record show I did not say this. I was just quoting what he was inferring.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
These are just some really nice things you guys are saying. I love it.
Bandage AR says Trey versus Shrek as love show contestants for a shot at Holly.
That's not a bad idea.
I've said before, Trey and Shrek, if Shrek ever calls again, and we can find one more guy who's looking for love, and we can do a dating game and find a love connection.
I don't know. I feel
you would
like,
be opposed to that?
Yeah.
I've hooked people up before for true love.
Something tells me I don't want to trust.
No, but
AJ,
we'll get a sponsor to pay for dinner. We'll talk to Black Horse about driving you around.
Yeah,
you don't have to hook up. That's your business.
Yeah, what happens after the date is up to you guys.
Yeah, but hey, we could get a whole sponsor thing going, man.
We've hung out before. But...
Sorry. Can we at least do like a show type of thing where like I could pick between a few? Or am I okay, is it not like blindly arranged, right? Because
no.
I don't know if I was up to you guys.
No, there would be three gentlemen here wooing you and trying to get your attention, and you would pick one, and you guys would go on a date.
And I apologize for taking a fun thing and trying to make profit off of it. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Capitalist.
I'm there for the dinner. So
one time,
make the profit
when I worked in Austin, there was a guy who listened to my station who was 50 years old, and he never made love to a lady. And guess what I did? I hooked him up with another lady who was also a virgin and also 50 years old. And they had a love connection until the man's mom found out, and she said they're not allowed to see each other anymore.
What?
Yeah.
It's his... Okay.
Yeah.
But he must be a Christian.
No. No.
Oh, this is the other one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was what you would call, now in 2020, we would say he was slow.
Oh.
But back then we had a different name for it, and we called it that love connection. And
can you say that?
No, you don't say that anymore. No. That word's out. But and even for me, that word's out now, Trey. But
I heard you say it a couple of times.
No, you have
not. Not on air, you haven't.
No. Now, in 2005 or 6, when I was doing ridiculous radio bits that would eventually get me fired when we got bought by Mormon bankers, that was one of the radio bits I did, was hooking up two slow adults and making them a sex couple.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's probably the nicest thing you've ever done.
Also took a different slow adult to a strip club, to the Yellow Rose.
I
interviewed him while he saw naked breasts for the first time ever. First time he'd ever seen boobs.
Just when I thought AJ couldn't get any.
I was a gentleman. I was like, hey, man, you know what? I'm a person who likes to give to others. And I was like, you know what? This guy said he's never seen boobs. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to pay for him a lap dance. I'm going to give him some special treatment at the Yellow Rose. And you know what he said? He kept saying, yes, yes. Basically, every question you asked him, the answer was yes.
Was it 2 minutes to Wapner?
It was always yes. Like,
okay. Think about, 2 minutes to something.
Think about a question you might ask anyone. The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Whatever you would ask him, the answer was yes.
Interesting.
Which made for great interviews because I could literally ask him anything and he would admit to it. I would say, like, so I've heard that maybe OJ's innocent and you're actually to blame. Yes.
Well, luckily for him, OJ's already been found innocent, so you can't go double jeopardy.
Right, that's true. And people are saying, I need to do that for Trey. And then one person says, I'm a provider, and then one person says, I'm evil. That's odd.
Is it the same person?
No, it's two different people.
Ironically enough, the guy's name is Rain Man that calls you evil, so.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, well, there you go.
Maybe he just calls everybody evil.
Interesting. All right, happy hour's over, guys. We got to get into some sports. We got the Texans to talk about, which, boy, I'm going to unload. And I'm going to unload on the Houston Rockets. And I'm not a person who likes to say, but can you turn on the Andrew W.K. Twitch is requesting it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, I'm not an I told you so kind of guy very often, Fred. But around 2015, I know of a person who said, the Rockets are never, ever, ever going to win a championship with James Harden as the best player. And ever since then, that guy has been crucified and had internet tomatoes thrown at him. And I feel like the people of Houston...
Actually, you've been American History X shower scene by Twitter over Twitter about this.
Yeah. If we can find out who was the person, who was the radio guy that said, the Rockets are never, ever winning with James Harden. If we could find that guy today, I would say Houston owes him a big, fat apology. Because Twitter last night was like, James got to go.
Well,
James got to go.
Remember when I said yesterday that I had hope for the Texans, but by midway through the second quarter, I'd be out on them for the whole year?
Correct?
I'm not, but it's pretty close.
We've got a fun game also on the other side of the break called F, Marry, Kill that we're going to play. So you guys we're going to need people to vote on Twitter and Twitch. What Josh Innes would call a 3-minute poll. Maybe, I don't know if we're allowed to steal the Pee-wee music, but we can ask people F, Marry, Kill 3 different entities, and I want to know what people would like to F, Marry, and Kill. So that'll be on the other side of the break.
All right, we'll be right back right after you tell people where we were yesterday and what an amazing, amazing experience it was.
Carbach, how I love thee. You know what the best thing about Carbach was yesterday? My beer. That's pretty much it. It was the best. And I think, I didn't hear one person say, you know, it's just not for me. Everyone I met said they liked. Now, they were probably all lying because that's what people do when you say, oh, I helped make this. People just try to be nice. But I found it delicious. Tyler, solid. It was a thumbs up from Tyler. Trey, you didn't try it, did you?
No, I did.
Okay, what'd you think?
It was good.
Okay, it was good. He says, not into the mic. But, yeah, you can get it now at Carbach. Stop by the brewery. You can always find beers there that you won't be able to find anywhere else, including that beer right now. So get by, give it a try. The Black is Beautiful is also on tap. And is, of course, all their, the Carboctoberfest, all their mainstays, Burberry Hellfighter on right now. The Cafe de Olla version of BBH is on right now. So lots of stuff to choose from at Carbach.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.